And we mentioned barrels. Sometimes it's nails come in something like a barrel, but it's small.
Call a keg. Keg of nail.
What's the things that go around it to hold it together?
A hook.
Mm-hmm. And you got something to go up and down.
That's the stave.
Stave.
Yeah, hook.
Now, say this is more about utensils and objects and so forth. Say you had a bottle that was half empty, and you wanted to keep it. What might you put on top of the bottle there?
Stopper.
Mm-hmm. What's that usually made out of?
Cork.
Cork. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when little kids went to school in the past, they used to learn to play an instrument that they'd blow in and out on it like this.
Harp.
Yeah, harp. Any other names you ever heard for that?
Harmonica.
Harmonica. Did you ever learn to play one of those?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, my dad plays one of those. Sometimes though, you got another kind and you put it between your lips.
That's your juice harp.
Juice harp.
Knock a tooth out.
That always be scared I'd knock a tooth out too. What the thing that you beat on nails with is a
hammer.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's a long wooden piece there between the horses?
A tongue.
Like a wagon tongue. Mm-hmm.
Wagon tongue.
And say you have a buggy in it. Before you hitch the horse up, you have to back it in between the
chaise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the outside, the steel outside of a wagon wheel, what would you call that?
Outside the wheel?
Yeah, the outside of a wagon wheel, you might call it for steel. Say you had a steel
wagon tire.
You ever heard that called a rim?
Rim? They've got rim.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They had a rim around the hub.
Rim around the hub, yeah. Have you ever heard the term belly?
Mm-mm.
Not a common term down here. Okay, I'll ask you. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Swing a tree.
Swing tree. Ever heard anybody call it a whipple tree or whipple mm-hmm. tree? Never heard that. Mm-hmm. Now say you're on the wagon. You have two horses, and each one has a single tree. And what do you call a thing that both of those are hitched on to?
Double tree.
Double tree. Mm-hmm. Ever hear anybody call that one anything else?
I don't believe I have.
Don't believe so. Okay, now if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he'd be doing what with it? He'd be taking it from one place to another. He'd be
hauling wood.
Yeah, hauling wood. And let's see, if there was a log out in the road, he'd say, "Well, I tied a rope to it and I
snaked it out of the roof."
Snaked it out of the road. You ever use another term for that kind of thing?
Not unless you roll it out. Mm-hmm. I roll them out of the road.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing. What do you usually have to break the ground with in the spring before you can plant something?
A harrow?
Mm-hmm. Or?
Plow?
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between those two things?
Yeah. Well, plow, you got a several different plow. You got a middle buster, a tine plow, Avery, or mm-hmm. something like that.
Can you tell me the differences between those two? I'd be interested in hearing.
Well, your middle buster, you throw dirt both ways, and Avery, it only throws it one way, and a scooter is about like the middle buster, only it's a smaller. Mm-hmm. We had what they call a Avery and a Georgia stock, which was, you use the Georgia stock to cultivate your farm with that, you got it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, after you plowed, so you had to break up the ground even finer, what would you use for that? Even finer than a plow broke it up, you got something special instrument you'd use for that?
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody ever use a harrow?
We used harrow some, mighty little.
Didn't use that very much?
No.
Okay, now what's the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? You know,
axle.
Mm-hmm. And let's say you're out there fooling with the wood.